Talking today with Chandler Gould, of course, for National Farmers Union. And Chandler, a lot of things are happening right now. I know that you all have expressed some concerns about Trade Promotion Authority. It looks like it is moving fairly rapidly now, though.
Yes, unfortunately, TPA, Trade Promotion Authority, or others may know as Fast Track, has left both the Senate and House Finance Committee and is headed towards floor action probably sometime this month in both chambers. The National Farmers Union opposes TPA for a very simple reason. It goes against the Constitution. The United States Constitution says that it is the U.S. Congress that is who is to enter into trade agreements with foreign countries. And when you pass something like TPA, you are basically signing away your constitutional rights. You're handcuffing your senators. You're handcuffing your congressmen. But really what you're doing is you're taking the voice away from family farmers and ranchers to make sure that, you know, we don't have additional dairy products coming in and offsetting our domestic production, to guarantee that we're going to get that beef export market that was promised in that deal, or to make sure that we don't take on more sugar from Australia. You've basically tied your congressman to a yes-no vote, and the true loser at the end is the family farmer and rancher.
So the advantage of a lot of folks are touting that, you know, up or down vote, you think that's a detriment?
It's definitely a detriment. I mean, you know, if I was a beef producer in the state of Oklahoma and read through the trade agreement and didn't like some of the things I saw in there, I would want to be able to call my two senators and my congressman and say, go fix this. But when you pass TPA, all your congressman and senator can do is vote yes or no, and they will pile enough stuff onto TPA and to TPP that it'll be very difficult to stop either piece of legislation.
At this point, maybe this is a new point for NFU, but the Trans-Pacific deal, is it something we need?
You know, the Trans-Pacific partnership is definitely not something that we need, since it has followed the same blueprint as the free trade agreement since NAFTA. If you look right now, the United States is at a $505 billion trade deficit. That puts a 3% drag on our GDP. And if you go back and look, and if you remember 2007, 2008, 2009, we were in the recession. Can you imagine if we didn't have that 3% drag on our economy, how much faster we would have come out of the recession, how many more jobs we could have added and brought us out of that entire situation? Every one of these free trade agreements that we go into, we always increase our trade deficit. And that's why TPP, we need to abandon this format. We need to instruct USTR to write trade agreements that gets rid of the trade deficit and takes that 3% drag off our GDP.
Let's talk about another trade issue, country of origin labeling. Waiting on WTO, of course. NFU pretty consistently has said that, if we need to, we can fix COOL. How do you fix it to make it work to the satisfaction of the WTO, if assuming they're going to come back with a ruling similar to what they've done up to now?
So, you know, I think the most important thing, though, is what we need to do is let the WTO process completely play out. So let's say they come back and there is they've narrowed the decision, but there's still a problem. The next step is arbitration. Well, National Farmers Union partnered with Auburn University, which you can go to NFU.org and find our report where we show that there was no economic impact to Canada based on country of origin labeling. The next step in the WTO would force Canada to come and prove that they had an economic impact. So this huge fictitious number they keep running around with, they've never had to prove that it actually happened. The next step in the WTO would force them to make that data public. We're asking the United States Senate and House of Representatives to do nothing right now and let the WTO process finish out. And then let's say at the end, if we still got a problem, and if you has already promised both the chair and the ranking member of the Senate and House Ag Committee that we will sit down and find a workable solution. We want to maintain COOL. Repealing is not the answer. Have you ever had a consumer come up and tell you they want to know less about their food? Because I know that I haven't. They want to know more and more, and COOL is one of those pieces of information.
So at this point, you still see ways to fix it as far as depending on what the WTO language is.
That's exactly right. You know, first of all, the study that the Canadians cite is from CanFax, which is the Canadian Cattlemen's Information. They oppose COOL, and it's also proprietary information, so they've never had to show it. We need to go to this next step and force Canada to put their cards on the table and prove there was an economic impact. We used USDA's data, So the USDA, we've also has confirmed, is doing an economic study. Their study should come out fairly close to ours because we use their numbers. And if Canada can't prove there's been an economic impact, then this issue will finally go to bed. The consumer will win, and the family farmer and rancher in the United States will win.
One of their beef checkoff. Obviously, MOU has been signed by several groups, not by NFU, obviously, not by U.S. Cattlemen.
Yep.
What is your, you know, how do you deal with this going forward? Are you actively telling, you know, urging Congress not to deal with these other groups, or what does NFU do on this?
Well, you know, really, what's happened is it's very unfortunate, but they've taken a ginormous step backwards. If this MOU is put into legislation and was to be passed, you're actually going to put NGOs or government organizations or lobbying organizations that apply for ARs, money, on the committee that votes who gets the money and who doesn't. I mean, you've actually made the problem worse. We have not seen any legislation introduced as of now, but NFU and U.S. Cattlemen will actively work to either amend it or to repeal it. Though my sources on the Hill that I've talked to said this is not a priority. I mean, the Senate has got child nutrition. We've got mandatory price reporting. We have got the Federal Grain Inspection Act coming up. There are so many things that have got to be done. I don't believe this is going to fall off. This is going to be an agenda item, and we will actively work against it.
So status quo for the time being.
Status quo for the time being, and hopefully at some point, to be honest, NCBA will come to the table and be willing to make significant changes. We added it up. Over the last 10 years, NCBA has received $500 million, or half a billion dollars, from the beef checkoff. And then they turn around and they lobbied against COOL. They lobbied against the Farm Bill and the Livestock Disaster Assistance. They lobbied against the Renewable Fuel Standard. But yet, my producers are forced to pay into a program that supports that organization.